stars are you shining just for me?
嗨，大家好，刚刚你听到非常好听的一段曲子，一段旋律呢，来自于这次金球奖获很多大奖的美国电影《爱乐之城》La La Land。 我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam, and I like that song too.
哦，真的很好听，你听了以后就是 so hard to get it out of your head, 对吧？
Is it really him singing?
City of Lights.
Wow.
好，那我们今天呢，因为金球奖刚刚颁，然后奥斯卡要来了，所以我们就会推荐一些最值得看的美国电影和美剧。
Okay, so we're going to talk about the best TV shows and movies, right?
对的，the most high quality, the most... worthy ones.
Most worthy ones.
好，那今天大家可以在我们的微信推送里面，其实我们就是美国有非常权威的 AFI, The American Film Institute, 然后我觉得他们这个列表里面推荐的十部电影和十部美剧真的都是特别特别棒，那有很多也许你是没有看过不熟悉的，所以希望你都会喜欢，然后我们今天的节目也会放一些在这次刚颁的金球奖上面获大奖的电影的片段，所以大家可以到开言英语的微信公众号，开放的开，云的言，来欣赏今天非常我觉得非常有质感的一次推送啊。那 Adam, 我们先来说一下这个金球奖，英文是
Okay, these are the Golden Globe Awards,
或者口语里面大家会听到 the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes, right.
其实美国每年就这个年初的时候就进入了 awards season, 对吧
Right, so many, the People's Choice, the Oscars, so many.
The Golden Globes会比奥斯卡要早一点，所以呢 many people see the Golden Globes as like an Oscar predictor.
Yeah, exactly.
就奥斯卡的前哨战啊，但是和奥斯卡不一样的呢，就是 the Golden Globes, these are awards for both the film and TV shows.
Right, exactly. Oscars is only for film.
哎，在英语里面有个说法，就是说一些那个影片啊什么的，它奥斯卡的呼声很高，对吧？然后就会听到一些像小蜜蜂的那个叫声。
Right, so we talk about this Oscar buzz.
啊，所以 the Oscar buzz, 你可以说 for example, La La Land has a lot of Oscar buzz, 对不对
？Right, exactly.
然后我们今天要重点跟大家推荐的几部就是金球奖刚获奖的影片呢，就是 they have a lot of Oscar buzz.
Right.
And we can also talk about them as being Oscar favorites.
Sure.
然后这几部影片也是在美国，因为在中国我们看一个电影口碑好不好就会查豆瓣，但是在美国有另外两个网站是美国网友都会去查的，对吗？
Oh, right. We've got one, it's called the Internet Movie Database.
IMDb.
IMDb, right.
然后还有一个是烂番茄
Rotten Tomatoes
这个烂番茄以前好像就是很多电影很烂的电影就是大家会在上面骂、
right.
但是它现在也变成一个像比如 La La Land If you check on Rotten Tomatoes It's got like 92% ratings 就是特别好的这个
Right, because you're right Before this always used to meant bad movies So I would think 92% on aBad movie website would be good or bad? I'm confused.
反正现在就是如果大家看一部那个美国片在美国口碑好不好就可以去查 IMDb 和 Rotten Tomato 上面他们的 score 啊，美国网友的豆瓣好那爱乐之城这个真的是今年 Oh, I really want to see this movie 我觉得它特别的美我们现在再来听一段它的片段好了
All right.
I just heard you play, and I wanted... It's pretty strange that we keep running into each other.
Maybe it means something.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think so. You could just write your own roles, you know? Write something that's as interesting as you are.
What are you gonna do?
I have my own club.
Okay, so that was La La Land. And one thing that's really, really special, really cool about this movie is that it's a musical.
对它是一个歌舞剧或音乐片啊 So musicals used to be really popular 我们讲到二三十年代的好莱坞 But now it's kind of a, like a bygone genre, 对吧、yeah. 就是已经被人遗忘的一个 genre、啊、这个词也特别好，我们讲到电影、电视、小说，就是说它的类型、
right.
嗯，但是这次爱乐之城就是很多 movie critics 就说 it breathes new life into the bygone genre。
Okay, so that's a pretty good phrase there. If something is really old, you can always breathe new life into it.
啊、就是让它重获新生，对吧？我们讲到一个电影的时候啊，就会说它的这个情节，然后英语里面我们这个词可以叫
plot.
嗯，对。So this plot is really simple.
Yeah, it's just, you know, a jazz pianist falls for an aspiring actress.In Los Angeles.
对，但这个戏，哎，我必须说，因为我今年就是，到现在还在加拿大，我过完年才回上海。It's actually, playing movie theaters in Canada. 但这个戏离我是又远又近，因为我找不到人看孩子，所以我就没机会去看。
哦、
我就讲了两个礼拜，我跟我老公说 ，Let's go watch it. 然后他就说 ，Then who watches the kids?
Okay, so if anybody knows a babysitter available in Vancouver, just let Jenny know.
Let me know, because I really want to watch La La Land. 但我觉得很多人喜欢看这个戏也是因为就我们刚刚给大家放的那一段 The music, the songs are so charming. 而且它里面这个、the two leads, 对吧男主角女主角 they are so charismatic.、
And they won, right? They both won.
对他们都拿了这次金球奖啊 Who doesn't love Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, 对不对
Jet mentions Ryan Gosling about 12 times a day.、
我也好喜欢艾玛石哦 Emma Stone. 好那这个非常 charming 的一个电影我觉得这个真的、年轻的观众会非常喜欢的有机会的话大家来看一下哦 Then let's change gears dramatically. 我们现在就非常快速的换一下非常剧烈的换一下 genre 换一下类型 This next movie is heavy stuff
Oh yeah, heavy tears maybe
对这部电影就叫做
Manchester by the Sea
海边的曼彻斯特啊那我觉得要有代入感也是给大家听一段吧
It would keep you happy if it was between me and your father Who would you take?
My daddy
I don't think you're wrong about thatHello, this is Lee.
What happened to my brother?
So that's Lee Lee Chen, huh?
I don't understand.
Which part are you having trouble with?
Well, I can't be his guardian.
Well, your brother provided for your nephew's upkeep. I think the idea was that you would relocate.
Relocate to where?
Well, if you、yeah? look...
OK, 所以刚刚这部电影呢它是啊金球奖也是它就赢了最佳剧情类的男主角奖。然后呢这个电影光听名字哦你可能以为它说的是英国的故事。But it's not, it's set、
right.
in New England.
New England,
New、
right.
England in America, in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, that's not an easy word to say.Give it a try, guys, Massachusetts.
就麻省。然后其实 Manchester by the Sea is the actual name of a small town in Massachusetts.
Right, north of Boston, I believe.
其实说到波士顿那里的这个 accent, 波士顿的口音也是挺明显的对吧
Love it, pack the cat and the cat pack.
The Boston accent. 其实这部戏呢我们前面说到它的 genre, 它就是一个我们说很 heavy 的。我觉得这个戏就是 if you're into like,Deep human drama, 如果你喜欢的是、比较深刻比较可能沉重一些的这个人文类的情感类的故事这可能就是 your cup of tea.
your cup of tea you can cry into.
哦、oh, 对这个是一个 tear jerker.
Right.
英语里面说一个戏就是催泪弹你可以说是一个 tear jerker. So what is this movie about?In one sentence, Adam.
sentence. All right, how can I sum this up? And basically, a guy, I guess an uncle, is asked to take care of his teenage nephew after the boy's dad dies, the guy's brother.
你听起来可能很平平无奇，就是这个男主角他是一个叔叔，然后他的哥哥死了，然后他就要回到 Manchester by the Sea 这个小镇去照顾他的这个侄子，对吧？然后 其实我觉得近年来好像美国有很多的美剧也好，电影也好，就是关注这种在新英格兰地区 these you know post-industrial decaying towns， 就是这些很落寞的一些老镇。看了以后吧，你会有点 depress， 就是会让你有些沉重，有些失落，但是呢，又觉得挺温暖，因为都是。就是 human drama， 对吧？人文的故事。然后这个戏我觉得还有一个可以说的，就是他这次这个男主角 So this is a movie like with 就是 acting with a capital A
Acting with a capital A, wow. The A might stand for Affleck?
这个说法呢就是说这个戏是特别重演技的一个戏啊，英语里面会说 It's acting with a capital A 大写 A 的这个演技，而且你 Adam 说还因为这个戏的男主角他姓 Affleck
Right, so we have a pretty famous actor named Ben Affleck
但这个戏不是 Ben Affleck 是
Right, this is his little brother Casey
他的弟弟 Casey Affleck
Right.
Casey Affleck 现在也是、so much Oscar buzz 很多人说他会今年得奥斯卡、对好那、如果你比较喜欢 tragedy 悲剧然后也比较想了解美国那一部分人很真实的生活推荐大家看 Manchester by the Sea 好那今天还想推荐的一部影片呢 also very heavy stuff
very sad it just gets sadder
Moonlight.
Moonlight, okay.
月光男孩这个因为它就是、新鲜出炉的 Golden Globes Best Drama.
It's because they have two categories, right? They have the best picture,、you know, best picture, and then best musical or comedy is the other one.
他是得了最佳剧情类的电影哦。我觉得这个影片可能对我们中国的观众会有点难 relate, 就是没有那么多的共鸣。但是他对美国我觉得他今年这个戏在美国也是 a lot of, you know, all kinds of awards buzz, 因为他就把美国最尖锐的一些可能社会矛盾 some of the most, you know, deepest like social clashes and problems 都集中在这个电影里面 So it talks about race you know 种族
Right, not race, also sexuality
性取向因为他讲的是一个黑人男孩 他其实是一个同性恋对吧
Maybe
He's a homosexual 然后 also deals with poverty 然后他又是在很贫穷的这个 neighborhood 里面长大的反正就是、
right.
对就是看了以后也是挺沉重的、所以这也挺沉重的 Also pretty heavy stuff
Pretty heavy stuff, yeah
对所以 Out of all the three movies we just talked about Which one do you want to see the most?、
Oh, I think La La Land for sure I don't like watching sad movies
La La Land 中文里面我们现在不是说 La La 也是女生同性恋的说法但英文这个 La La 是什么意思呀
Well, there's two meanings to this title, right? And that's why I think this is very interesting. When we say somebody is in La La Land, we mean that they're not thinking realistically. It's like they're thinking kind of in a, you know, fantasy sort of way.
So 英语里面有一个说法说一个人他是活在 La La Land, 就是说他在一个、梦想的世界很不真实对吧
sure. But there's also another meaning here. I mean, everybody knows this is about Hollywood, but do you guys know what city Hollywood is in?
那我们当然都知道是在 LA, 洛杉矶。
LA, right? So it's just kind of a play on words here. La La Land.
洛杉矶有一个别名叫 La La Land.
Because, I mean, kind of, if you're there and you want to be...Like、Emma Stone in this movie, she is not an actress, she is an aspiring actress.
所以她就像在幻想一样她在 La La Land. 好那我们今天微信推送呢我还放了一下就是美国电影学会它每年它会评十部、年度电影然后十部年度的美剧。然后电影里面我觉得就大家在推送里面可以看看啊、很值得推荐有一部科幻的但它是一个非常thoughtful, 很有思想性的一个 sci-fi movie, 而且这个 poster 还是我们陆家嘴还是东方明珠这个电影是The Arrival
Oh
然后他就外星人来了，这里面有一个语言学家 Amy Adams 也跟外星人沟通，这个外星人是讲中文的，所以大家可以看看这个电影，还是华裔的一个小说家写的。然后美剧里面我觉得特别值得跟大家推荐的美国谍梦 The Americans， 这个我追了好几季，然后还有这次在金球奖也得了好几个大奖的 Atlanta， 是讲说唱，是讲嘻哈的啊，还有 The Crown 是今年的这个纸牌屋，是讲伊丽莎白二世的。所以你喜欢哪一部美剧，你喜欢哪一部电影，都可以在我们今天的留言里面跟我们分享，也可以跟我们推荐。
Yeah, guys, let us know what's your favorite or which one do you want to watch?
对，还有你看过什么都可以告诉我们。好，那在开言英语的公众号呢，你不仅可以看到我们精彩的推送，听到我们的节目，也可以在菜单里面去尝试我们的付费课程，因为我们会更加系统的教你实用的英语口语，每天都有更新。然后在我们微信公众号升级的话呢，一年也只要629。 OK, thank you for listening, guys. 今年最值得看的电影和美剧千万别错过。我 see you next time, 再见。
Bye bye.
There's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.